Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, Hugh Green, by the way.
Thank you. Le'Veon Clowney, by the way.
Yes.
Golly, man.
I was talking about Jackie Sherrill on the three programs, and it was like Tony Dorsett and that Green guy. It was Hugh Green. He was runner-up for the Heisman as a defensive end.
Golly, man.
Welcome to the club, Reggie.
I don't like that. Man, I'm 33 years old. My brain's not supposed to be doing this
yet.
He's
about to beat himself over this for a long
time.
Imagine
when Reggie's my age, what he's going to be.
That's the thing. That's exactly it, bro. Like, that's, I'm like, hey, what are y'all?
What's your name again?
Reggie something.
Yeah. Someone please help. Let me know. Like, what do y'all do to help your brain out, right? Because right now, I'm feeling real scared. Mm-hmm. I feel like we all have those memories or those moments, rather, where you're like, oh, aging is happening. That one hit me just then. And I'm like, yo, we still got a lot of time to go. I guess hopefully, let me knock on wood, because, mm-hmm, you know, you can't say officially. But hey, I don't want to end up in a place where I can't be remembering things. Yeah. That's, I might start doing word searches.
Actually,
on the
kind of made me feel good, if we're being honest. Like, okay, it's not just me.
Wow, what a hater. That's real hateration there. I don't appreciate that at all. All right. Let's get into this, because there was a really interesting piece put up in The Athletic by Jordan Rodriguez. She does a fantastic job, largely covering the Rams, but jumping into various things in the NFL. If you remember, I think that shows on the station kind of got into the play caller series, mm-hmm, that The Athletic did. She was at the helm of that as well. She does some really good work around the NFL. And in this instance, what she wrote about was Sean McVay and the reset that he needed in his coaching career. It's kind of wild to say that about a man who, has Sean McVay even broken 40 at this point? Like, if he has, he's just barely dipped into the 40-year-old demographic, mm-hmm, here. And yet, he has done a lot in his career. Already won a Super Bowl. Yeah, he's 39. Not even 40.
Good Lord.
At this point, right?
He's won
a Super Bowl. He's already had a situation where he's talked about possibly retiring, and all of this before he's been 39, right? But this was a really interesting article in which Jordan details like how Sean McVay at one point, you know, when he was in the kind of the throes of it and, mm-hmm, seemingly having some issues, you know, he talked about it publicly in one of these, you know, press situations, mm-hmm, where he's talking to the media. And it was seen by none other than Chris Peterson, former Boise State and Washington head coach in college football, and a super well-regarded, mm-hmm, head coach at that, where Chris Peterson just gave him a call, just kind of helping him, saying, I've been thinking about you. I've seen what that place looks like. I know what it looks
like.
He lived it. Lived it when he was leaving Boise State, mm-hmm, when he was at Washington. He lived it. And what is that exactly? Kind of the weight of almost like being really good relatively early in your career. And maybe it's not just that, it's on top of it, like the you know, the stresses that it places upon you as a coach, all of that winning, all the expectation or what have you. But apparently Chris Peterson offered a very huge kind of like shoulder to confide in, and really like experience of mentorship, mm-hmm, for Sean McVay that allowed him to, you know, return back after, you know, a really disastrous 22 season. And have the 2023-2024 seasons that the Rams have had, including winning the NFC West in that time. And so it was very interesting to see Sean McVay have that, because young coach,
yep,
a lot of success early, and finding himself in a place where, you know, he had a lot of stress on himself. And I immediately took my thought to myself, well, that doesn't, like, that sounds like that could very easily be D'Amico Ryans as the head coach of this Texans team. Like, do you see in your reading of this any cautionary tales for D'Amico?
I thought the same thing. Not predicting it by any stretch, neither one of us. But, you know, you're a young coach. You're in your late 30s, early 40s, or whatever. You have immense success right away. Then you maybe it's a little bit of imposter syndrome when people kind of like figure out or have some answers for some of the things that you're doing, and you hit a little bit of a lull. And all of a sudden, you maybe have some self-doubt, or maybe, you know, you're confused. Keep in mind, Sean McVay, there were a lot of legitimate reports like he was going to get out, like he was going to retire.
Right, right.
You know, in his 30s. And that I'm sure this is part of that.
Yes, some of that they were talking about is like you could see it. And what's interesting is even through reading through all of this, I didn't get a sense of what exactly it was. It was all kind of talked about still in nebulous terms of like almost like a level of darkness. One of the things that we've heard a lot of here through Nick Caley is the energy that he brings that's reminiscent of Sean McVay. You could see various people talking about this, including Jimmy Lake, who honestly coached under both Crix Peterson and Sean McVay, who, you know, he talked about how you could see the difference in how like practices ran, the energy of the program feeling a little different after a certain amount of time. And I like just that feeling of drain that maybe happens through, you know, the standards continuing to be high and constantly trying to, you know, push through that. And I mean, D'Amico Ryans has always been effervescent. He's always been a guy who, you know, pours into his coaches. And that's something that you could see with Crix Peterson in the way that his career has been, you know, described in Boise State, in the ways that he's, you know, kind of mentored other coaches. You see that with Sean McVay in the way that he's mentored other coaches. And the thought that I had was, how does D'Amico Ryans keep himself from finding that place where all the stress hits him and maybe it changes the way that he's able to attack with all of the fervor, you know, the fervor that he does the game, especially considering like, he had done such a good job of delegating, and now I think he's having to take on more of the responsibility. Clint was talking about just at OTAs last week of D'Amico Ryans actively watching the offense consistently, and not saying that like him doing his job and being the head coach of everything means that he's going to burn out, but how do you keep that at bay?
Well, it's not a case of if at all. I mean, it's going to happen. It is an intense, stressful, brutal world in the public eye, that kind of spotlight that these head coaches live in. And some of them, you know, have a very difficult time responding to that. And by the way, it's worth mentioning, Crix Peterson didn't know Sean McVay at all.
No.
Like, he could kind of see the signs and maybe looking in the mirror, so to speak. Like, I went through that. I know what he's talking about. And so as it pertains to D'Amico Ryans, again, you're not predicting anything, but I can tell you right now, it has been stressful. It has been intense. It just always is. It's just how you respond to it. And then, you know, the mentor thing and being able to respond to it when maybe people have some answers, you know, to some of the things that have been successful for you. And oh, by the way, they had answers, and some of it was self-inflicted last year, but they had answers to that offense and, you know, CJ Stroud's incredible rookie year last year. It fell apart. So that is the stress. That is the how is he going to respond to it, and where's that mentorship going to come from? Where are those questions going to be answered? Clearly, some of it would be Nick Caserio, but he also has Shanahan and Kubiak.
Sure.
Pick your Shanahan and Gary Kubiak.
Right.
You know, he has either one, you know, several that that he's been around. Now, Kyle Shanahan would be the one, of course. But I think, you know, that's one of the things that D'Amico Ryans is going to go through it. And so it's just it was very enlightening to me, like, it happens all the time. Hell.
Especially on the success. Like, you can imagine that a coach would get down in the dumps if things are going wrong.
Right.
But, like, Sean McVay has had, and of course, things did start going a little tough, but it seems like that is more effect rather than cause of what this was. Where, I mean, there's a point in which, and of course, he's talking about the inverse of how Crix Peterson helped him find a level of light within this, but he said, he helped me see the game and this profession in a totally different lens. That the idea of not coaching feels so laughable. He went further to say, I get so much more joy out of things that I didn't give an S about before. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, that is a dude who in coaching, a dude who seems to really love this, finding himself in a place where some of this becomes less joyful. And to the point of what you were talking about, of like the mentors that are naturally built in, the thing that kind of gave me a little bit of trepidation, a little bit of fear in this moment of reading that was, are those people not the same people that are accessible to Sean McVay? Sean McVay worked under Mike Shanahan in Washington. He worked with Kyle Shanahan. Obviously, Gary Kubiak is not in that same space, I don't think necessarily, but I imagine that you probably have a level of connectivity there as well. And all those people, I guess, were still also at his disposal as he's a head coach in LA. And yet he finds himself in that place, and it took somebody reaching out to him as opposed to him reaching out to them to help him get through that. And I mean, that's the only thing that makes me go, as D'Amico Ryans is also finding, there's more complexity in this coaching thing. Not that he is unprepared for it or anything, not that he is incapable of handling it, but as he finds more complexity of, hey, you're going to have to handle the reins of this offense a little bit more. You're going to have to be a little more hands-on. You're going to get more of these questions that upset you to no end. Like, what has happened with CJ's shoulder? Like, all of the things of it, understanding that it's all part of the job. I hope that D'Amico can continue to find joy in it, because that's also going to be necessary, because the joy also is a huge part of the identity that he imparts on this team.
Right. And I think we're seeing we're not seeing any signs of like, you know, any sort of stress getting to him at all. But it's there, and it's just how he's responding to it. He does have the right people around him, I feel, that are going to be able to kind of, you know, help him. It sounds weird saying it like that, but the right people to keep him in a good place. At the same time, I also kind of thought about Nick Caley.
Okay.
I kind of thought about Nick Caley here.
In what way?
Because Nick Caley was a Sean McVay guy.
Yes.
Living in the shadow, you know, clearly got his dream fulfilled to become the offensive coordinator here. But, you know, there's got to be a little bit of like, okay, now I'm the final say, you know, when it comes to the offense. You know, sure, D'Amico Ryans is having, you know, watching over it more, but it's his offense. You know, the old imposter syndrome thing, because you can't imagine he made every call. In fact, he probably didn't make very many at all, you know, with the Rams offense under McVay. So, you know, like, how is he going to respond now that the pressure is all there? And it's everywhere, but it was just an interesting point to bring home.
Yeah, and yeah. I think, and I don't know how open McVay was about it amongst his staff.
Yeah.
I know his staff, obviously mentioning Jimmy Lake, saw it. But one of the things that made me interested as well with Nick Caley is, I wish that he had been there that 2022 season. 2022, he was still a tight ends coach with the Patriots, because that was the year that was really down. But he came in that 23 season, and obviously he was there last year in the 24 season. Two of the years that you saw Sean McVay, a lot of people involved here. Sean McVay kind of had that turnaround in working with Coach Pete, as he liked to call him, Chris Peterson. And I do wonder if Sean McVay was open about that, to where Nick Caley has seen some of that and heard some of the processes that, one, he went through, and some of the things that he did to get him to the other side. Because Caley could be kind of the thing that helps keep that thing at bay for D'Amico Ryans. So in a way, obviously being able to handle the offense and hopefully doing well with the offense, that's objective number one, and making sure that that goes well, because that also alleviates D'Amico Ryans of a level of stress that I imagine comes with, you know, because I can't imagine what it looks like if you have anything close to similar of what Bobby Slowick had offensively, what that does to D'Amico and the job that he has to do. However, right, if it goes offensively well, that it makes it easier. But then on top of it, I feel like if he can bring some of those other intangible lessons when it comes to coaching, even, and it sounds weird as a dude who has not had this level of coaching experience, but the experience with that dude and having to handle what he went through, to kind of keep any of those particular challenges at bay would be interesting.
It's about keeping that balance, but also prioritizing the intensity and the importance of what you're doing. And I think that's where D'Amico Ryans, he does seem to be made up in such a way that he can find that balance and keep that balance. But it was just interesting, because even a guy that was at the top of the game, you know, the boy wonder, you know, he said it hit him in a different way, and he had to get that outside mentorship.
Not gonna lie, I did think about it though, and here I go being a Kendrick Perkins again. How much though does, because Sean McVay was single at that point. I had, you know, had his,
oh, here we go,
girlfriend, now wife. And it was mentioned in the story, right, that like he's very deliberate now, make sure to spend time with his wife and his, you know, his young daughter. How much do you look at D'Amico Ryans having that family situation? And he seems like he puts in as much as he can. I know I listen when on Texas All Access when they're talking about, you know, when they're talking about going to, you know, spending time with the kids, especially in any of those off times, in the bye week, being able to do things with the kids, having that balance keeps, how much do you look at that as hopefully keeping D'Amico grounded
in a way that's a big part
from
of it.
Some of these issues?
I think that's a very big part of it. He seems to be very, as long as they work, as hard as they work, as much as they do, he does seem to sort of just get away, you know, and do things, you know, with his family, which is obviously one of the more important things.
Yeah, and hopefully all that keeps him fresh so that he can keep, you know, doing what he does. Because one of the things that is evident, very abundantly clear with D'Amico Ryans is the cultural stuff is working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see it again, the Jalen Petrie, the way that he plays, the way that his career has already progressed in this young career.
Yeah.
The ways that, you know, Will Anderson Jr., he's championing all of the things that you've talked about and that you've seen D'Amico talk about. His entire team latches on to the identity and they display it on the field. And so I think that's why, for me, it was so important when I saw this, like, hey, how do we keep that at bay? Because, again, the identity and, like, the vibes, the emotions of this seem to matter so much with this team in particular and how they go about doing good football things.
Mm-hmm.
I found this to be really interesting. Again, The Athletic, Jordan Rodriguez wrote a piece about Sean McVay. I think it's worth your time, especially because it was an interesting kind of health, mental health kind of perspective on what is, you know, now Men's Mental Health Awareness Month as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is the time where we typically do our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic, and we will do that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Next.
All right, let's get to this first confession. I'm still sort of figuratively wringing my hands about this, Figgy, Reggie.
Okay.
So went on a walk yesterday evening. Nice
good.
Long walk. Yeah,
good.
Got about 4 miles in. Been feeling pretty good. You know, I don't jog anymore. I used to do that all the time. My whole life, I just love running and jogging and all that stuff. But I go for long walks, maybe a little occasional little jog for about a quarter mile, a half, you know, not a half mile, a quarter mile or a block or something. So I stumbled into this.
Literally stumbled?
Maybe.
Do we have to be concerned?
I stumbled into this gym with some sweet floor, basketball gym. Sweet floor, great hoops. Not a lot of people show up there. Went and talked to the guy that's in front of this little community center. And it's nice, like real nice.
Want to shout out the place?
Well, I don't want everybody to show up.
It's gonna
I don't
get
want
crowded.
Everybody to show
Gatekeeping.
Up.
Gatekeeping, look at you.
It's in my hood or thereabouts. And he goes, yeah, man, we got open gym 6 to 8 p.m. every night. You can just come in and do whatever you want.
Now, 6 to 8 p.m., huh?
Yeah. And so here's the thing. I am not going to play basketball anymore. Those days are long gone. But I used to play basketball a lot, obviously, and all that. But my confession is, I think I'm gonna go a couple days a week.
Just
to shoot, to dribble, work on my left. I always like working on my left.
That's such a basketball coach mentality.
I always go with the left.
Just do a little spider dribble.
Yep.
Do a few drills.
A little wall dribble, a little between the legs, all that stuff. I got some trepidation, man, because the game spoke to me. You know, speaking of Ronald Darby, the game spoke to me loud and clear about
15. Game ain't in me no more.
Yep, it was not about.
Don't 15, worry,
15,
it'll,
18.
It'll
years
talk
ago.
Back again when you get out there on that court. It'll be like, just run a little bit.
But how much?
Just run a little bit.
How bad would it be if I just go in twice just to do some shooting, some, you know,
not
jogging,
at all. The
dribbling.
Shooting, you'll be out.
Nah, that's perfectly fine. That's a good workout.
Oh, I remember it well. I used to love doing
it. You should
do
some little two-on-two action,
man. See, that's what I'm worried about. That's my other part of my confession. I'm worried about
just two-on-two half court.
Because the temptation just walking into that gym brought back so many memories.
All right,
man.
1v1, three dribbles.
Warmed my heart. What'd you say?
1v1, three dribbles. That's it, man.
Like, I literally got a warm feeling inside walking into that gym. I was like, all right, I got to at least come in here twice a week and start shooting.
You got to play at least once.
The temptation is what's scaring me.
Get a little 2-on-2 action, man.
I'm gonna do that.
First to 10.
Blow an ACL, or I'm going to look like those guys you see on TV with two knee braces, a headband, a back brace, running.
That's
like
perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's all you need.
You got to do that.
I don't want to be that guy.
Come on.
Kicks Rocks got it right. Do your stretches. Put your brace
on. I always do.
Yeah, and then you good. It can get you a nice 30 minutes
of
action.
You got to do that.
Am I going to be that guy?
Why not?
You are that guy, man.
No, I'm talking about playing. I don't mind shooting. I don't need any braces for that. But like to actually – see, I think the temptation is going to get me.
Yeah.
And I'll probably end up –
you should let it.
Probably end up in a hospital.
Oh, that's too much.
Like, I ain't sitting here saying you got to go full court.
Yeah.
But no, just a little half court game, a little 2-on-2 action.
God, I love
that. You know what that temptation is? You know what that feeling is that you're actively running away from? Mm. Feeling alive, Lopez.
Yes, I'm alive.
Don't run away from feeling alive.
I'm alive.
Somebody said, John, give me the gym name. What hood? I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna ask John off air.
Dude, it's sweet.
And we're gonna go. We're gonna go put up shots.
It's not very crowded at all.
We're gonna
is
go
that
put
new
up
place?
Shots.
Kinda.
It's a great gym.
Okay.
Great gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I was doing nothing that relates to this. I had on two games, as I am wont to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had LSU Little Rock on, which was baseball.
What?
LSU versus UALR. They like to be called Little Rock, but it's Arkansas Little Rock, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also had on Padres Giants. So I had baseball on. And randomly, I'm telling you, randomly out of nowhere, just this thought popped up in my mind. And I started thinking about it. And what I was thinking about was how stupid it is that sprinters get disqualified for, like, you know, that obviously you can get disqualified for, you know, false starting ahead of the starter pistol.
Yeah.
I get that. You get disqualified for starting after the starter pistol, but within 1/10 of a second of the starter pistol because your reaction time
is too fast.
It would be too. But I'm like, how do I get disqualified for timing the jump? Like, I feel like that should be rewarded.
I agree with you on that.
How is that the case?
If you game the system without actually beating the clock, the gun, good for you.
Like, at this point, how do people get thrown out for this?
Yeah.
And the thing that was weird is I'm thinking about this for, like, I'm not going to lie, smooth 4-5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped myself and I'm like, where did that come from and why am I, like, again, watching, you know, baseball, watching college baseball, watching MLB and thinking about track. So I guess my confession is, I guess I'm ready for the NCAA outdoor championships that are coming up in a couple of weeks. Cause, like, I just out of nowhere started thinking, I want to be mad at track right now.
Yeah. But basically they say, we're going to have to disqualify you cause that disqualify you because that's not possible. Yeah, but I just did it. I just did it.
It's like, no, you clearly jumped early. But I'm like, why are we policing the intention here? Did I get out after the starter pistol or not? And this is electronically tracked, mind you. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't like what it looked like. Literally, bam, the pistol goes. And then you're like, ah, but you got off, you know, 5/1000ths of a second early. Like, so?
Yes.
That's good.
Isn't that what the idea
is? That is good. Yeah. That is what I'm supposed to do here. Yeah. So, yeah, that made me mad for absolutely no reason, which tells you again, I am a sports sicko.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I got to confess, man, I'm not a fan of people that go around littering, just throwing stuff like that.
I hate it.
I can't stand it. But the one thing I can't stand more than that is people who are driving and throw stuff out the window to litter.
Sick.
That drives me
in the car.
And that drives me insane,
you
man.
You don't got to hold on to it. You can just.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was driving behind somebody, and all of a sudden, I see, like, McDonald bags going all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, did they just throw that out the window in the blue?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is. So I drove on the side of them, and look, excuse my language, but it's two fat ladies. just sucking on the doggone soda or whatever. I'm just like, man, y'all fat asses need to go get out the car and get that trash, man.
Keep going, Figgy.
Dog, I hate when people do that, man.
I hate it.
Like, I hate when people litter in general.
Yeah.
But you driving and you throwing a big-ass bag full of fast food out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that drives me nuts, man.
Yeah, look.
Like, I should not get this upset like that. You would think I was, like, a environment type of person, like, keeping the, you know, environment clean and all mm-hmm. that stuff. That's just so ignorant to me, man.
Look, I endorse everything you said and then some. It drives, like, you see stuff flying out the window, like their hand throwing something out. There is nothing more infuriating than that. Well, very few things.
Okay, there you go.
Very few things.
I was like, all right, we're going to put that to the test, Lopez.
All right, here's where I don't know if she's actually a Karen for doing this, because we all agree that you know, this is disgusting and idiotic when people do this. My wife goes full Karen. She has the number. She has the contact number in her cell phone.
She get the license
what
plate?
What contact number?
I am going to give you the contact number.
For who?
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh, they got a snitch line?
She saved it in her phone.
There's a snitch line?
Everybody get your pens and papers
I don't know
ready.
How I feel about this, like,
dude,
in my
this is
spirit.
A good. This is a good Karen. This is a good snitch.
A good snitch.
This is a good
713-572-4610.
Is this
is there
such
a good thing as a good snitch?
This is a, it is. Now,
see some, say some, huh?
Yes. Don't mess with Texas. Now, that's an 817 number that came up.
I don't know what that means anymore.
817-392-1234. If you see a person littering from a vehicle, you can call or you can go on the app, but you can call the TxDOT right there.
That drives me nuts. I'd never forget when I was a kid, I was in the back seat. I tried to throw something out the window. Man, my mama stopped that car so fast and made me get out the car to go pick it up. Like, don't you ever do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I just hate, man, see some grown ass people doing that. Man, so and that I should not be ticked off like this.
Hey, I'm glad you brought this
that
up.
That ticked me off so much, man.
We're doing a public service. All right, so I just Googled something that Reggie said. Figgy, I know you heard it. I heard it. What the heck does on that tip mean?
Are you asking me?
You said it.
I thought I was tripping for a minute.
Yeah.
I let it go though, man.
What was he talking? What was he talking about?
I forget. It was at the beginning of the segment. Mm-hmm. I want to say, was it what's popping? The beginning of what's
maybe, but he said someone was on that tip, and I went.
No, I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, on that what?
On that what?
And Reggie was like,
oh, that was talking about how it felt like, for some reason, I just felt like it was a different day.
Yeah.
And so if you were on that same time, I guess, or what have you. I don't know. Sometimes I be saying stuff. I can't be held accountable for everything.
Yeah,
I say.
A couple people on the text line, like, I heard it too, Figgy.
I heard it too, Figgy. I saw that.
I'm like, all right, I ain't tripping.
What, you want me to be held accountable for everything?
Well, I wanted to know what it means. I mean, I didn't know what it means.
That's I mean, you got it in context, right?
Yeah, I guess.
That's all that matters.
Hey, people are loving the snitch line number. That's a good snitch. That's a good snitch. They're all in on it with it.
I'm just surprised. Because what are they going to do with the snitch line?
Like, I wonder if they send them like a notice. Maybe they ticket them. I don't know.
Somebody said, Reggie, don't mess with Texas. I don't. I don't mess with Texas. Yeah. I just didn't know that we could call somebody. Like, I didn't know who is the don't mess with Texas police? Is it the regular police? Is there a separate police force that come out here and hit you on your hand for throwing things out the window? Like, I just don't. There's a lot more questions that are raised by the snitch line than I had realized was there. Like, I just did not understand.
Do they really take the littering serious, though, on the snitch line? Or is it for, like, real crime, more crime?
It sounds like they take it. It's a littering phone line.
Okay.
It's for litterers.
But I'm like, what is on the other side?
Have anybody ever got ticketed for littering? Like, do you know?
I'm pretty sure they do. I don't know how often it happens.
Like, I never knew anybody personally that got a ticket or something.
Oh, no. People have been ticketed for littering. I've heard. Because I
never know nobody personally.
I was talking to an officer. It wasn't Captain Scott. It was another officer that I know. He said that there was some littering and people throwing some stuff on a parking lot or something. And he actually made them go back. Didn't ticket them, or maybe he did. I don't know. But he made them go back, pick it all up, and take it to the trash can.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. All right. So there's a couple of people responding, and we always love when you do that. 713-572-4610, and also on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams. Frank Z on the YouTube page says, you send them the general location, plate number, and description, and DPS will send them a notice. And then someone else said that, and of course,
says they're going to mail a ticket.
They'll mail a ticket. That's from the 713. And I want you to understand, again, I'm kind of down for this. Like, I kind of like the idea of, hey, there's some level of consequence. The question that I have, because my brain works this way, mm-hmm. So how do they substantiate this? Because could this then become a weapon of mass, or maybe not mass, a weapon of revenge where you're just like, oh, word? Okay.
Yeah. He cut me off, so I'm about to snitch on them now.
They might just be like, you know, they say, hey, we have a report with your license plate of littering on this date, you know, on this road. And if they say, no, I didn't, there's probably nothing you can do. But if they said, well, you know, start giving excuses, then they get them.
I'm going to look into this more. Mm-hmm. I am now very, very intrigued. Somebody says snitches get stitches. And I love this because I could tell this person listened from 346.
Hey, yo, Fig. What type of ladies was it, Fig? What type of ladies was in the car, Fig? What you say, Chuck? Yeah. <There you go.
laughs> That's a good listener.
That is hilarious. All right. Those are our Lunch Talk Confessions in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, with the new updates that we're getting from various spaces, including Kelly Eco, which potential Rockets acquisition are you hitching your wagon to? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about that next. All right, so apparently the notion of littering and tattling on it, and tattling is unfair. That's a very loaded word to use there, but telling on it really got the people going from the 832.
So glad you brought this up, Figgy.
From the 832 said they work for a school, and a parent received a ticket. She threw it on the ground, and the officer gave her a $500 littering ticket. That's incredible.
That's what your ass get.
That is wild.
Right. And that's what you get.
Yeah. That's hilarious. From that $500 littering ticket is wild. And then on 281 on the text line, they said the Don't Mess with Texas program, I guess this is off the website or something, allows Texas to report litterers using their mobile app or website. They got a mobile app and website there that you don't utilize here. And it apparently TxDOT will then send a letter and a Don't Mess with Texas litter bag.
Put your trash in here.
Serving as a reminder to keep Texas clean. Program is confidential. The litterer will not be able to find out who reported them.
There you go.
Okay.
We did a public service today.
Yeah. Keep the city clean, man. Keep your area clean.
Use that
man.
App. Use that number. Use the website. And next time if you're one of those people that throws a cigarette butt or trash out your window, think twice. It could be Figure
Lopez
right
going to be out here snitching
on
you.
It could be Figure right behind you.
Hell, your wife.
Or my wife.
Your wife got the number on speed dial.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, I need to get to this. I need to get to this topic with the Rockets because there are a number. Obviously, there's basically three major kind of acquisitions that feel like they'd reach to the level of what Rafael Stone has talked about. But before I get there, someone did send in. From the 202, guys, as a retired cop, I used to pull folks over for littering from their cars, but I would wait half a mile from where they threw it before pulling them over. I would give them a choice, a ticket or give them 5 minutes to run back and pick up their trash. You just made this a game show?
That's good work right there, sir.
Hey, salute to you, man. Appreciate your work.
You got to run a mile in order to get this done.
I'll be right back. You start running.
You got a 5 minute mile right quick.
I wonder if somebody, man, just give me the ticket.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Unbelievable. Okay. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
let's get to this. But yeah, there's been kind of new information in various places when it comes to some of the potential acquisitions that the Rockets might be intrigued in. And I'm interested in, does any of this change any of your perception or how you feel about, you know, which guy they might hitch their wagon to if they don't decide to stand pat, as some people have hypothesized. Mm-hmm. I will start with the one that I think had gotten the most traction in Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? The Greek Freak, as they like to call him, up there in Milwaukee. Obviously, Damian Lillard looks like he'll be out for next season as well with that injury that he sustained. And so it feels like it's coming up on the idea that he'll be finding a new place to play. But with that, over the weekend, it felt like there was, you know, all of a sudden a new leader in the clubhouse when it comes to the odds on favorites to secure his services. And it's the Toronto Raptors of all teams.
Kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, obviously he has a relationship with Masai Ujiri, right? Mm-hmm. And that is kind of, they definitely have pieces, although that feels like a team I don't know that is like, you know, I guess situated to win, which I think people thought of as a barrier for getting him, was like finding a place where he could win. But the Toronto Raptors have popped up as a possibility. Does that at all change the idea for you that maybe Giannis is not the, you know, not the guy? Because apparently, according to Real GM, who, I mean, they're tapped in as of yesterday, Giannis and the Raptors have mutual interest as opposed to just, like, this isn't just a one-way Raptors think this would be interesting, because of course they do. But, like, Giannis seemingly has a level of interest, whatever that actually is.
Now, look, I don't think it changes I don't think it changes anything from a Rockets perspective. I've been a little bit skeptical of the whole it has to be a very high bar thing, you know, that that Rafael Stone has talked about, because I just feel like they know where they are. They know they're close. They know they're young, and they know they're going to have to add some pieces in an offensive presence to really take the next step. So I think the Rockets are definitely still interested. There's some news there that is kind of, or rumors, reports, that is kind of out there as well in the last couple of days. But for Toronto, I think this is just a testament to Giannis believing in himself that, hey, if I go there, we're going to be good. we're going to be good. If I'm there, we're good.
But but that's kind of interesting, because I look at the Toronto Raptors and it's not like they have a lot of shooting per se, right? And this is the thing that has been weird when it comes to Giannis and the potential acquisition of him. With any team not named the Rockets, say it's the Spurs, in this instance of the Raptors. I'm trying to remember, there was another team that had been discussed this way, but in this moment I'm forgetting it in true Lopez fashion. but when they talk about it, they're like, all right, well, you know, these teams have talent and they won't have to give away all their young talent, right? They obviously, you have to give something up for the Bucks to be happy, but then on the backside of it, they'll still have young talent to surround Giannis with. And it's like, all right, I could maybe see how that is with the Spurs. Like, you give up Stephon Castle, give up something else, but you still have some nice young guys that you still like to put around him. And then, but then whenever Rockets the trade hypotheticals get put up there, they got the Rockets giving up a man and Alperin and, like, you know, Tari and picks. And it's just like, I don't understand how that constantly happens.
Kind of like a lack of respect.
It really is, especially considering, and maybe it's just off of the strength of the Rockets having so much available that maybe they feel like the Milwaukee Bucks would have to extract all of that. But I'm like, if you're talking comparative value across with these other teams, I don't understand how, and of course, not to say that these hypothetical, you know, trades would be the end all be all, but I just don't understand how all these other teams supposedly get it done with deals that or packages that honestly would be less strong, in my opinion, than what the Rockets would have to put up.
No, I agree with you. You know, one of the trades you mentioned, Raptors, Spurs, Rockets, Toronto. I think that might be, maybe there's one more, but are commonly talked about. Like the Spurs trade, they've talked about, they don't even have to give up the number 2 pick.
Yeah.
Just the 14. And obviously some other players, but it is interesting. There are also, you know, this is kind of silly season, but there are some of the reporters are pretty plugged in with some of the discussions that they're having. I mean, there's also even things about, you know, Durant and Giannis to Toronto. So who knows? How that could even work?
Well, yeah, maybe because that's
a lot
absurd.
Of trade.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff to trade. Yeah.
There are reports about that,
and that also feels like that goes counter rather to what the NBA CBA is kind of pushing, where. Mm-hmm. Do you want 2 super max kind of contracts on your team? Are you going to be able to put anything around them? Are you rehashing the super team era in an era of the salary cap that is not really conducive to it? But that bringing up KD is an interesting one, because this is where you talk about folks being tapped in. Kelly Eco of The Athletic is tapped in to the Rockets, and he put out his latest dispatch about the Rockets earlier today. The obvious part, I think, to me, is that the Rockets are really interested in returning Steven Adams. And obviously, they still need to address the idea of, like, Jeff Green, Jay Sean Tate. But of those 3, Steven Adams is the one that they want the most. He's earned himself some money, obviously, with the way that he played, his resurgence at age 31. There are other teams that are looking for centers that might be able to lure him away. If they do lure him away, Brook Lopez, the 37-year-old, could be back in the picture. But outside of that, the bigger thing that he started talking about was kind of KD, the idea of Kevin Durant. And the idea that, you know, the price to acquire him might be coming down from the Sun side. And, you know, I guess along with that, the Rockets might be more interested. Like, they've had hesitation, obviously, with the age of Kevin Durant and bringing him in at that age and having to give up so much for him. But if the price of the brick does come down in this way, that they could be convinced that they could be more intrigued in this. Like, I feel like some of this could be like negotiating in the media and kind of giving this.
Absolutely.
But that is an interesting negotiation that opens up the idea that Kevin Durant and acquisition of him would maybe reach the standard, would meet the standard of big enough deal, I guess, to speak to what Raphael Stone had talked to. But then also, what is the price that is worthwhile for you? I think that's the interesting thing. Like, where, at what point does the cost become cost effective enough to take on, you know, the man of his age, even understanding what he can do offensively?
Wasn't it Mannix with Rachel Nichols on the podcast?
Chris Mannix, yeah.
Was talking about like anyone not named Amen Thompson for Giannis. Now with Durant, it would be less, you would suspect. But I think the only issue I have with, hey, the price might be coming down for Kevin Durant. Well, that means it's coming down for other teams too. You know, and so are they going, is that into the equation of the Durant and Giannis Toronto thing? Or, you know, Durant, I think even, you know, mentioned with the Spurs at one point as well. So, you know, how does that play out? And will the Rockets be in the mix?
Right. Yeah. But I mean, again, I think this is where you bring up, I think the Rockets get even more appealing to KD. And I don't know how much he'll be able to affect where he ultimately gets dealt to. He doesn't have a no trade clause, but he is of this caliber and the stature where typically will respect his opinion. Yeah. And if the price of the brick does go down and the Rockets have to give up even less, the Rockets become even more appealing as a destination, right? Mm-hmm. If you're not having to give up as much of what you're dealing with here, that makes the Rockets even more solid of a team. And I imagine one that Kevin Durant would want to return to. Plus, I think in the comparison that you're making with these other teams on, you know, the price coming down for them as well, but they don't have the thing that the Phoenix Suns probably want more than anything, which is their own draft picks back. So I think that would be the place that's interesting. So that's the second of, you know, the big ticket items that the Rockets could be looking for in the updates there. The final update is one that I have to qualify because I don't know of this gentleman, but he is followed by somebody that I know covers the draft and does it very well. In Rafael Barlow, I was sending this to you fine fellas over the weekend. And let me make sure that I get the gentleman's name right so I don't get this wrong. But this is a Shadab Khan who, you know, he is in NBA draft coverage and apparently has works for SI Now, right? He tweeted this over the weekend. A consistent theme in conversations with league execs. Devin Booker, period. Houston Rockets, period. Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that would seem like, and now he says with league execs. I don't think that those are the league execs tied to this, but if you're hearing rumblings around the league as everybody talks, that would stand to reason that maybe there's a little bit of, there's something there. Now, Kelly Eco in his dispatch continues to hold tight to the reporting that he gave over a month ago that the Rockets have cooled on on Devin Booker. But if there is some level of possibility, especially if the Suns are already bringing the price down on Kevin Durant, would it stand to reason that maybe they're opening some level of idea of, you know, maybe making Devin Booker available? And does he not still feel like one of the pieces that would really work things?
Well, I think he and Giannis, in no particular order, would be the ideal ones. For this squad, and I do buy that report. I'm not familiar with his work as much either, but he does have some, you know, some credibility, it seems, with the people with whom he works. Because like when two teams that are not even associated with this, general managers are in discussions about any particular deal, they know what the agents are saying about all the players in the league. Like the one player does not have one agent. I mean, one agent does not have one player. One agent has several players. So he can, you know, they know that these things are happening. So I do put a little credence into that, Devin Booker. My personal thing, I still think I would lean Giannis.
Giannis. Yeah. So, with all of the updates that we have in this space, you're still in, like, it feels like the Giannis thing is the most likely. Absolutely. And the one that you like the most.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. The slight creak, because again, I don't want, like, all the major reporting still points to the idea that the Phoenix Suns are in a place where they are not willing to come off of Devin Booker. And I understand Kelly Eco's, you know, kind of reporting on the idea that the Rockets organization has probably cooled on their desire to have Devin Booker. That door opening up just a little bit intrigues me to no end. Because again, it speaks to some of the things that they need. Somebody to consistently run the offense, somebody who can get their own shot. Feels like he exists in that space while also not stepping on the toes of like the major pieces that you're putting in place in when it comes to Amen Thompson or Alperen Şengün. That one still gets really, really interesting to me.
I wouldn't argue with it.
No. But anyways, that's kind of where the landscape stands as it relates to the Rockets. Of course, we know high standard when it comes to making a move for the Rockets.
Do they make a deal? Yes or no?
Does
the Rockets?
As of right now, I don't. As of right now, I think actually they would, but I feel like they, especially because the landscape, even these updates seem to point to the entirety of the landscape bending towards the Rockets' will, where KD, the price of KD is coming down. Giannis is in this place where I don't know that there's any particular deal that is like really, really strong, as we were talking about.
So that's a yes?
I think that a deal gets done. I don't know which one of these guys in particular.
I say if a deal get done, it's probably for somebody like a KD. I just don't, to me, it just don't seem like they're going to blow up this team.
No, and I think that that's been the clear thing, is that it's not going to be a blow up. It's just, can we add something that puts us over without you know, breaking the bank?
Yeah. And it feels KD's like, feel like that's the one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bring me Giannis.
Okay. All right.
So blow up the team then. Per John Lopez.
Hey, man.
Well, I mean, if the fake trades are to be believed.
It's going
to
be Giannis and the Pips.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's hear him. Let's circle back around to some more audio that we got, or, you know, just kind of responses, rather, that we got from primary people in the Texans when it came to OTAs, the final day of OTAs. We'll do that next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.